How to mark your ballot using the AutoMark Voter Assist Terminal. AutoMark Voter Assist Terminals help voters with disabilities mark their paper ballot on their own and in private. The machine has a touchscreen, a keypad with Braille embossed buttons, and comes with a sip and puff tube, rocker paddles, and headphones which you can plug into the machine. The machine is 20.5 inches wide and sits on a 30-inch high table for a total height of 38.5 inches. The keypad can be used to move up, down, forward, back, and to select. The screen button turns the screen on or off. The repeat button lets you hear instructions or your choices a second time. The tempo button lets you control the speed of the instructions given by the machine. The volume button adjusts the volume of the instructions given by the machine. The rocker paddle is another way that you can control the machine. Everything is always on, so you can move from the touchscreen to the keypad to any of the assistive devices at any time. You can vote once for mayor, once for councilor, and once for school board trustee. To start voting, insert your paper ballot. Wait while the machine scans your ballot. You will get voting instructions. You can make the text on the touchscreen bigger by selecting the zoom button, or increase the contrast on the screen by selecting the high contrast button on the touchscreen or by using any of the assistive devices. At any time, you can select the back button to go back to a previous screen. From the instruction screen, select the next button to get the names of candidates for mayor. If the list is very long, select the up and down arrows to review all of the names one by one. Select the name of the candidate of your choice, and it will be highlighted and read out to you. Select the next button to proceed to the next screen. You will now get the names of candidates for your ward councillor. Make your choice by selecting the name of the candidate and selecting the next button to proceed to the next screen. Finally, you will get names for school board trustee candidates. Again, make your choice by selecting the name of the candidate and select the next button to proceed to the summary screen. At this point, you can review your choices and select if you want to change anything. The machine will take you back to the appropriate list. When you have finished, select the next button to go back to the summary screen. From the summary screen, select the next button to go on to mark your ballot. If you still want to make a change, select the back button to do so. If you are sure, select the mark ballot button. The machine will now mark your ballot and return it to you. If at any point you decide not to continue using the machine, you can select the exit button and the machine will return your ballot to you unmarked. You can then choose to mark your ballot on your own or with the help of another person. Take your marked ballot to the tabulator officer. You will have successfully voted once your ballot is accepted by the tabulator machine. Thank you for using the AutoMark Voter Assist Terminal.